Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar York. I am so delighted to be with you on this afternoon to chat with you from God's Word, because I believe that is God's Word, and what's contained in this Word will save us in the end if we read it, learn it, love it, and live by it. I first like to apologize for not coming on yesterday afternoon. We were a little under the weather, and we hope you forgive us for not coming on yesterday. But we are coming on today. We hope and pray that we have someone to call in today to discuss God's Word. If I may say something that you may like or may not like, call in anyway. And let Brother York know how you feel, what's going through your mind on the subjects that we're talking about. That is very important. I believe that if we are all going to go to heaven together one day, that we need to be in tune with God's Word. I believe it's God's Word that's going to help us, as I said in the beginning, help us get to heaven. Next, I'd like to say that I am so blessed, and I feel like it's a blessing to be able to bring a show like this to the airwaves, to be able to bring Chatting from the Word to you on I'll try to make it every day, Monday through Friday, because I believe that we as we that are Christians, we that are in Christ, need some time that extra uplift to keep on going for the Lord and to keep on walking for the Lord and for the Lord in a world that really do not respect him as he should be respected, in a world that deals with everything but what is right, in a world that is so backwards and so confused. At times we just need to hear how good God is. At times, we just need to hear how much God does love us and care about us. And next, I like to say, I need sponsors. I'm kind of hesitant on that, because I do not want no one to feel that the reason why I am bringing these shows on, I guess, is because I'm looking for a paycheck. That has nothing to do with it. What I want and I believe is in the will of God that we should get out there and spread the gospel. I believe that this is a good way of spreading the gospel, letting the world know that Jesus wants them to be saved. Letting the world know that Jesus wants them to be in the body of Christ. I hope and pray that you feel the same. I hope and pray that you see what I see, that with shows like this, our reach out can be much broader if we work together. So I don't want no one to feel that I am asking for sponsors so that I can make a paycheck. It has nothing to do with that. It has all to do with my love for the gospel and my love teaching and preaching his word. But I am asking for sponsors. Churches, if you have a desire to sponsor me, I'm just asking for $200 a month if you can afford to put in your budget. And if you want to sponsor me individually, you can do that also. Any amount individually is fine. Because we need, what Brother Rock wants to do, he wants to personally upgrade my shows on Chatting from the World on YouTube. I want to spread out to other stations and allow the world know how good God is. And you may ask, well, Brother York, why from your mouth? The question is, why not from my mouth? That the gospel could be heard all over this land, all over this country, all over this continent, you see. And I'm just as bold as everybody else to get out here and let the world know how beautiful, how wonderful, and how sweet the name of Jesus is. I'm very bold in that. And on this program, we like to pray. We like to take our time to pray to the Father just to thank him for giving us this wonderful day, for waking us up. So will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we recognize that you are a great God. Father, we recognize that you are a good God, because it wouldn't be for your goodness, we wouldn't be here today, Father. And so, Father, you allow us to wake up this morning. Allow us to have another day. Allow us to have another evening, another afternoon. And we thank you for that so much, Father, that you have done that for us today. Father, we come praying for those who are trying to live for you, Father. We pray, Father, that you give them the strength, Father. We pray, Father, that you continue on giving them to drive to live for you. And, Father, we pray for those that are sick. We pray, Father, for those that are going through some problems, Father, because we recognize problems do and will exist in this world. Father, we pray for those that are behind prison bars. Father, we pray for those that are in the nursing homes. We pray, Father, for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for the government system of this world that never make law forbidding us to worshiping you and to praising you and to allow the world know how good you are, Father. And, Father, we pray for the lesson that we have on our hearts this afternoon. We pray, Father, that those that receive it may receive it and may learn from it and may live closer to you. And for those that are in the body, that we may say something to cause them to want to be in your body, in your son's body, in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, it is such a privilege to come on at this time and to bring a word of God to your hearing. And I hope and pray that we have someone to call in. And because this is a talk show, it's not just a show, but I'm just bringing all the lesson. I decided to do this show to give my listeners and those that watch me on YouTube a chance to talk with me, a chance to ask me questions, a chance to ask for prayer if that's your desire, and a chance to, like I say, just to talk. Because sometimes it's just, we just need someone to talk to at times. And this is your chance. You can come on live radio, the broadcast, the Frog Talk Radio, and just with your brother here. And if you have questions, ask me questions. And if you want prayer, you can ask for prayer. We'll pray for you right here on the program. We'll stop what we're doing in the lesson, and we'll pray for you. And that number is area code 657-383-0883. The area code is 657- 383-0883. 833-288-3. Call in. Don't be shy. Bro, York is not a booger band, if I may use that term. I try to be friendly to everybody, so call in. Call, we can talk. I'm always say this. For y'all who do not have your Bibles, go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles if you have not. If you don't have your Bibles, go get your Bibles. We're going to give you some time to go get your Bibles. As those that are going getting their Bibles, I like to say, as always, I enjoy bringing this lesson to you on a daily basis. I enjoy talking about how beautiful and wonderful Jesus Christ is. And I know this lesson that I'm bringing today may get some people upset, but that's fine. I may get some people say, I don't want to hear Brother Oscar anymore. That's fine, but the catch is, if it's truth, we all need to stand for truth, because truth going to judge us in the end. Truth will either put us in heaven or take us to hell at the end when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Because Christ is going to judge us all. And the truth, he's going to judge us from his word. You understand what Brother Oscar's trying to say? So it's from his word that we are going to be judged. Not Brother York's word, but the word of Christ, the word of God. For John said he is the word. John 1 said he is the word. So Christ is going to judge us by his word. And if we are living in him, that's the important thing. So we hope and pray those that have to go get their Bibles, that you got your Bibles now. Excuse me, that you have your Bibles now. And I want to talk about something that has been on my mind for quite some time. I had, on the other show, I brought a lesson on it quite some time ago. That was years, not years, that been only years, but months and months ago that I've talked about this, and I have not talked about it quite some time, and that's why I know that Brother Oscar, after this lesson, he's going to have people upset with him, because this goes against lots of things that's happening, not just around the world, but even in the body of Christ. All those of us that call ourselves the body of Christ, I want you all, like in the body of Christ, pay attention to what Brother Oscar is saying today, because this is coming from God's word. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Acts 4. Acts 4, and we're going to begin reading at verse 11. The chapter, the book is Acts. The chapter is 4, verses 11 through, let's say, 13. And here Luke writes, "This is the stone which was set at naught to you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, and they had been that they had been with Jesus. Oh, I believe that's beautiful. Because there's no other salvation in any other name except Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you look at the heading, I might say there is no other name, Jesus. And there is no other name, Jesus. I love the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the one, my friend, died on the cross so that you and I may have salvation. I believe at times we want to put that far behind our minds, in back of us, because some of us think that it's all in the name, and it is in the name of Jesus, but it's more than just in a name. You see, most We believe we need to wear our names on our building, wear our names on our in front of our title, in front of who we are. We are of the body of Christ. Simply put, we are in Jesus Christ. And what do that truly mean? Many people want to call themselves bold believers. Many people want to call themselves agape. Many people want to call themselves missionary church. Many people want to call themselves Lutheran. Many people want to call themselves everything else except Jesus. Well, we must understand, my friend, that when we are saying that we are in the body of Christ, we are in his body. We don't need no other name in front of that. Jesus and in his body explains it all. For me to have to explain to someone that because I'm in Jesus and my belief is bold, that go against the grain of what the scriptures are saying. All I need, all a person need to do is to recognize that I am a Christian. And the way they do that is by my actions. I don't have to broadcast that but my belief in Christ is strong, but it should be by the life that I live that shows, one, my belief in Jesus Christ. You know, we need to get off this kick about calling a certain name except the name of Jesus, because we are in the body of Christ. We're Christians. We're Christians. Let me read this to you again, because I believe we missed a mark here. It says, neither is our salvation another name, for there is no name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness, and this is the point I want to bring about. They hear Luke write, they saw the boldness. So when we are a Christian, we are in the body of Christ. It's not about the name, but it's about showing people who we are. And I've seen people call themselves the body of Christ and everything else but to be the body of Christ. I've heard brothers even tell me, Brother York, I could do this day and do a bit of Christian that day. It doesn't work like that, my friend. I believe this, and this is where I am. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But I don't apologize for the word, because the word is right. I believe when you call yourself a Christian, you're a Christian 24/7, not just a Christian 1 second and a non-Christian the next second. My friend, it does not work like that. Paul said, read what Acts 11:26. And here the Bible say they were called what? Christians. First in Antioch. Why would they call that name? Why would they call that name? Why would they call Christians? And this is what we need to recognize. They didn't call themselves Christians, did they? Then let me read this. 11. Chapter 11, let's begin reading at verse 25. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians. First, it's Antioch. What is that truly saying, my friend? They was teaching, they was talking, they was acting like Christ would act. Now, who called them this? Let's read again. And when they had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians. They didn't call themselves Christians. Others were calling them that because they witnessed that they had the same spirit, the same words, the same action as Christ had. It's not about calling themselves a name. It wasn't about voting that they are the Church of Christ or the Body of Christ or both believers or whatever you want to call yourself. But it was about their actions and their deeds of teaching. That's why I do not understand why most are against programs like this that's reaching out to people and teaching them about Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, my friend, is teaching in the name of Christ, teaching the same message Christ taught, and worshiping as the early Christians worshiped. That's the bold believers I'm talking about. Those that obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and in the name of Christ and showing it by the life they live and the things they do. I can tell you all day long I'm a rose, but do that make me a rose? I can tell you all day long that I'm a monkey, but do that make me a monkey? What makes me is the way I act. What makes you a Christian? And someone that's truly in the body of Christ is the things that you do. Not so much of what you call yourself. Not so much of where you go, but what you do. Most of us believe all I have to do is go to church on Sundays and praise God and get my praise on. But it's not about getting praise on. But it's about living for Jesus Christ. Not just on the Sundays, but Mondays too. Not just on the Mondays, but Tuesdays too. Not just on the Tuesdays, but Wednesdays too. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are Christians 24/7. And it is time for someone to say it. And it's time for the body of Christ to wake up if that's what you believe. That you got to call yourself something instead of being what you are. I hope you're understanding what Brother Oscar is saying here. First of all, I'm a Christian. And I don't call myself a Christian. I hope others see by the life I live that I'm a Christian. Not because I call myself a Christian. They see that I'm in the body of Christ. That's the only name we need. We don't need to show no other name except to say, I'm in the body of Christ. I'm in the Church of Christ. And for you all that's not in the body of Christ, that's not in the Church of Christ, get in the Church of Christ. Get there because one day, you know what? It's going to be too late. One day when you lay your head on your death pillow, one day when you breathe your last breath, one day when you say your last, words, and one day when you close your eyes good, never to open them no more, it's going to be too late. The time to get into the body of Christ and live for Christ and be a Christian is now. It's to do it. Now go to the local body of Christ that is truly teaching Christ. It's not in the name, but it's in the action. The church is going by the teachings of the early Christians and what they did. That's the church I'm talking about. And you get into this church, early churches did this. Now, They was not voted in. They were born into the body of Christ by hearing the word. Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and they believe what they heard. They believe what they heard, Mark 16:15-16. And then they repent, Luke 13:3-5, Acts 2:37-38. And they confess Jesus. Romans 10:10, for with the mouth man believe unto righteousness, or with the heart man. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's not saved yet until you do what? Until you put Christ on in baptism. Again, Mark 16:15-16. That what was the early Christians, though, that was Christians, though, that did the same thing Christ did. That's what they did back then. And if you want salvation, you must do it today. If you do not do that, if you do not be baptized, if you do not believe, if you do not confess, if you do not repent, you cannot be the body of Christ. The body of Christ. You cannot be in his body. You cannot be about being in his body until you do make that step, those steps, and get into his body and be the Christian that you should be. It's not calling you anything, but about being a Christian. And you know what? That's bold enough for me. You don't have to call me no bold believer. Just call me a Christian. That's bold enough, because by calling me a Christian, you say I'm like Christ and Christ is bold. You said, I'm like Paul and them here. They were bold. They were bold. And to be honest with you, to bring a program on like this and to say the things I'm saying, it takes the boldness to be bold. And I know I'm going to get lots of flack because certain people don't know what I'm talking about. But it's taking a boldness to do what I'm saying, what I'm saying today. And I might lose yours. Yeah, and that's fine. But my goal is to wake you up to righteousness. My goal is to bring as many to Christ as I can. And if I'm worrying about my status, if you watch my show or listen to my show, I'm not worried about telling you about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not worried about those things. What I want to see is we want to come into Christ as Christ wants us to come. What I want to see is one living for Christ as Christ wants us to live. What I want to see is us being the body of Christ and nothing else. Because that's all we are, my friend. We're the body of Christ and nothing else. And being the body of Christ, that's all we need to do is to be the body of Christ. And if we be the body of Christ, we're going to be as Christ says for us to be. And we don't have to be nothing else but the body of Christ. So I hope and pray those that are listening that you learn the only thing we need to be is in the body of Christ. And been under the example of the early Christians, do what they did. Pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, be that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for many blessings you brought our way. Father, we hope and pray that those that are listening may learn something from the lesson. And don't get upset with Brother York, Father. I know some will. But Father, we pray for them. We pray that they learn something. They learn that only is in your name what salvation is. And pray, Father, they all have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. As always, visit my webpage. All your book come with reading, come knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. And I want to first thank you for chatting with me from chatting from the word. Goodbye. Good day.